The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Hi, everyone. We're just going to do a really short closing. Thank you for staying. There's also more food on the way. So if you want more food, you will have more food. Yes. So I think there are people outside still, but I want to get started. I'm not very good at giving, you know, sort of summary closing remarks. I'm not going to do that. I just wanted to make this really simple to hear from folks about their experiences at the summit beyond what you've written in evaluations. We just had, I was just in a really great session with members of the National Coalition and got some wonderful ideas. But we want to know, first of all, so you'll have to participate in this one. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Everyone's slouching. Chomtali? So up on the screen, you'll see that these were the goals that we had kind of identified in terms of the summit. So just wanted to get a sense of whether folks think that we've hit these goals. So raise your hands if you think we have. Creating a collaborative space. Yay. Becoming stronger advocates? Okay. Exploring new ideas and topics? Plan collaborations, I can't read this, that cut across regions, line, issues, and sectors? Not as many. Okay. Strengthen partnerships and membership. Okay. So I think we did pretty good. What do y'all think? We all had a great space. Okay. Yeah. So we were looking at our registration lists and folks that were here. So all together, there were 200 people that engaged with the summit at some level since Friday with Advocacy Day, the evening reception on Friday night, and then obviously Saturday and Sunday with all the conference sessions, et cetera. Okay, so now I just want just to hear from folks. This is very informal. A little bit about your reflections in terms of both individual, next steps that you might be thinking about, as well as collective or community steps. Just take a few. I know a lot of these have already been shared, and we have them on the forums, et cetera, but so that other folks can hear it. What are some individual, ideas or steps that came to you over the last couple of days that you're hoping to pursue when you go back home? And I will call on people like I called Chumthali out. Any thoughts? Like individual steps or next steps? And if not individual, it can be collective or community or organizational or even ideas for SALT. Yes. Nadia?
Can I speak in that? Is that microphone or?
I feel like everyone, can you all hear her?
Yeah. I know. We had our open session of legal and legal and organizational stuff, and sort of came up with this idea, and it might sound a little out there, but even through SALT, if there was might even like a web page or something of postings regionally of needs that maybe not even a SALT, somewhere where organizations could post a need for lawyers, immigration lawyers or labor lawyers.
It's a great idea.
Meaning to volunteer, not hiring necessarily, but volunteering an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Our lawyers can even promote a service, and because there's legitimacy by being associated maybe with SALT or another organization. Mm-hmm. Say, listen, I'm a lawyer. I'm looking for to do some volunteer work with a DV organization or a labor organization. So then there's sort of like that, I guess, matrimonial model of this is sort of what I'm looking for, and this is what I'm looking for. So maybe we can meet halfway and have a portal or forum where we can meet halfway through the technology, I guess.
That's great. That's great. So matching skill sets with organizational needs. Okay. Other ideas like that, Chumthali?
Just redeem myself. I would love for Saul to, the immigration issue is going to come up.
Yeah.
And, I think that we really need to seize the opportunity to put forth a platform and agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of expertise internally, but also be very frank, there's different views even within ourselves of how to put that forward. Mm-hmm. And so, like, have a session of, you know, what you do like family, you just hash out the stuff inside and have a united front around immigration. Not being for real. Mm-hmm. In terms of set aside our differences, have a steering committee of, like, community local advocates, and bring that community, that steering committee together, and let's all kind of, like, let's put, like, a serious push on the immigration issue and let us be kind of the forefront of that issue. And I, if we just focus on that for the next year and a half, and, you know, as a labor advocate and other, I think that would be great. If we can accomplish, like, one pointed agenda in the next sort of year and plan it out in terms of project steps, I think I would love for us all to do that and to sort of take the
Great, around immigration.
Yeah.
Okay. Other thoughts, either for Salt or all of us collectively to explore? Yes.
Open space session.
Can you stand? I'm sorry.
No, we just had our open space session for just talking about education and educational equity. And it was really nice to be in a space where we were able to build with each other. And, you know, everyone is coming from different just different organizations and students, so it's really nice to talk through issues and needs and possible next steps together. So just having more space like that.
Okay. Yeah, we've been exploring a lot of kind of online webinar interfaces for folks to chat and discuss issues since we're geographically dispersed. So if folks have ideas for issues that you think that, you know, we could set up and get a group of people to talk about, please let us know, because we'd be happy to be a hub to do the connecting. Yes, Oliver.
My name is Oliver Sorwani, student here. Well, I guess one thing that I really found valuable at this conference was that there's so many different groups that you get to connect with. But maybe this is more of a technical request, maybe on the SALT website, adding an additional page with the links to each organization.
It's already there.
Oh, my
yes. So at least with the organizations that are members of the National Coalition of South Asian Organizations, NCSO, there are 35 of us, and those organizations' contact information, website information is on our website, as well as a map so you can figure out where they are. And Chumpley, I just wanted to mention to your point really quickly on immigration that the coalition has put out a platform on immigration, and you'll find that on your CD, the CDs that everyone got. In fact, the entire policy agenda that the National Coalition has put together on issues ranging from civic and political participation to LGBTIQ issues to youth empowerment issues can be found there. So that might be a really good starting point for us too in terms of a progressive policy platform and agenda. Hamid.
Well, you just said, I just want to echo Chumpley's comments, so thanks for raising that. I think it's extremely critical. I just want to maybe add some other dimensions to it, too.
Yeah.
I know that the issue of undocumented and something we were talking about earlier, that I'm glad that it's really been raised. But I think as we do that, well, let me take a step back, that the platform has been put out there. But if we really, I mean, one of the things I'm glad that you told me is that for at least over the last 10 years or 8 years, the core of immigration policy and national security has been this suspect community. And interestingly, or just I think been raising a lot of concern that but that suspect community's voice is really missing on a national level. So all these rules, all the regulations, all the policies are about the suspect community, but you know, the space gets occupied and those representations get made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at it, National Immigration Forum, Center for Community Change, any of these America Voice, any of these big players, you know, these voices are missing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also incumbent upon us and how do we challenge those publicly. And I think maybe to start right now that, you know, at least each organization should think very seriously whether they're a service organization, whether they're an advocacy organization, only if they do healthcare stuff, it is at the heart of, you know, how it's going to affect us. So, you know, I mean, we're just starting right now. SAN will be willing to put its resources in there, even staff time, to really start building this consensus and start pushing. So, but I think the other dimension I want to go back to is that how do we look at citizenship as well? Because I think a lot of times we get caught up into the issue of documentation and status. It is critical. But, you know, it is the body within that citizenship of a person of color. So regardless of where we go, by getting citizenship, by no means give us full access. So I think how their citizenship is, so that's where our experience goes back to we just covered yesterday about racial justice and looking at the experiences of African American communities and others. So I think these pieces we can all be really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the immigration piece, Hamid, you're right. The immigration reform debate has started already, and it's going to get kicked into full gear, I think, by the fall. So it is incumbent upon all of us to pay attention to the debate, but also to figure out what we stand for and how we're going to message immigration in our communities. As you mentioned, Shumpli, it's really, you know, people have lots of differing views. So how do we kind of have a united front around it? Subhash?
I'll let you guys tell Hamid
about it. I'm too scared to tell Hamid that.
I think the most critical question, so a lot of folks look to DC-based summits to bring the members out to do the health business and stuff.
Right.
I mean, so there's a certain level of access. All of us do. First, we have the second Miami, for example. The reason people look to DC-based conferences and summits is partially for that advocacy day, and it's traditionally been in a lot of summits. It's traditionally with elected officials and or like administrative people. And I would think, like, for example, the immigration debate. There's also like national groups that really don't hear from us a lot.
It's a great idea.
And it'd be good if we could also facilitate like meetings
with
leaders of national groups.
Yeah.
Who some of us have a contentious relationship with, some kind of hosting the forum or hosting, consider themselves people that are at the table to at least have a dialogue.
That's a great idea. I don't think that we thought about that at all. So I think that's really great to include, because a lot of times we're the voice at the forum tables, et cetera, saying something different. It'd be great to have everyone else say the same thing. So
people really think of us as a small community.
Right.
Also realize that we're not just this like community that has like 2% of the population. Mm-hmm. We are. That we're much more than that. It'd be really good.
That's a great idea. More ideas or more kind of reflections in terms of what you'll take back with you. Tess.
This is with my CPA Mutiny hat on. I think one of the great things is just to hear all the stories that are out in the community and all the issues and problems going on. And I mean, we as a blogger, you can only write so much about what's going on. So it's really like, I welcome you guys to contact me, hit up our website, and send us as much information as possible. And I want to encourage all of you guys to write about your stories and document your own experiences so that we can have history. And I think I said that in my session too. It's just kind of like writing is so important to all the work that we do. So go contact TKUMI, get us stories, and document your own stories, and send us links to your stories as well.
That's great. Thank you. Yes, Sapna.
Taking off of that as well, in addition to writing stories, I think also I'm working with a few others on creating a foundation, a South Asian foundation, and we want stories on videotape that we can also document, so that we can put that out there and let potential funders know that these stories do exist. There are reasons why we should be helping South Asian communities. There are a lot of really important needs out there. And so that's another call out, that if any of you have stories that could be told on videotape. We can use things like masking voices and faces or whatever, and everything we could see to tell those stories. Because I think part of the problem is that those that actually do have privilege and money in our community don't even know that this side, our side, all the stories we know exist even to begin with.
Great. So we've talked about documentation. And ways to do it. We've talked about addressing issues such as immigration. We've also talked about reaching out to folks beyond elected officials. What other ideas or reflections do people have? I think we'll probably take like three more. Yeah.
I really appreciated all the different issues that we talked about, in particular the intersectionality of all these issues, all of our struggles. But the one thing some of us were talking about, one glaring omission that I saw personally was environmental issues.
You should put in for the session topic next time, Rahul. Great idea. Yes.
My mom wanted to tell you that too.
Your mom wanted you to tell me that?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What's up with that? I'm in trouble with your parents? We're all too much like family. Okay. A couple of other thoughts. Luna.
Talking about missing voices, I wanted to bring up the issue of the smaller communities within the South Asian community. We often say, most of the organizations representing here say we represent South Asian community, but in reality, the smaller communities are not... served, not like organized, not really even outreached for most part. And I'm really sad to say that this year there are actually fewer Nepalese at this forum than 2 years ago. And we don't even talk about Maldives or Bhutan or Sri Lanka. It doesn't even come up. And I think for people who are calling ourselves South Asian spaces, I would really like to push you to think about how representative are we being? Because I had a list of organizations in New York that said they served Nepali communities, and these are South Asian, but I specifically went through the organizations that listed Nepal, and I tried to contact them, sent out a Survey Monkey, and we got one response back, and that said they didn't really serve. There's still a lot of work to do, we're already a smaller voice within the bigger voice, but how do we really be inclusive going forward?
Thanks for raising that, Luna. And I think that goes for a lot of different communities in the South Asian community. I don't think we need to wait until the next summit for, that to happen. So at least from our standpoint, I want to figure out how we can have those conversations about outreach, especially because I know that a lot of the folks here are working in the South Asian community. So how can we do better, more effective outreach and bring folks in, be more inclusive? I know that we've been at SALT looking at a growing Bhutanese community in different parts of the country. So I mean, we've got to figure out a way to reach out to people as well. So thank you. Yes.
I think that the thing that I think about...
I can't hear you. Can you talk up?
The thing that I have to think about is more working on collaboration, it seems like. What I would like to see is to have more discussions on how we can all collaborate together. It seems like a lot of people here do work together, but to continue having that discussion, to have actual real dialogue on how we can move forward together, because we none of us can take on all work by ourselves, and since we're all doing very important work, and just to see how we can actually start making more links with each other and how we can support one another.
And if there are ideas for that, let us know. One thing we could do, obviously we're going to share the notes and some of the themes from the conference with everyone, but if folks would like to get each other's contact information, we can make that possible. Let us know how you'd like us to facilitate the next steps of being connected. I think that a lot of the organizations are connected, but what about individual to individual? So if there are any ideas for us on that, we'd be happy to take that as well. Yes, Rena.
I think that there's one undergrad here, and then there's a few of us law students. So I know that one thing we're going to do for sure for the next time, or even for future events, is make sure more students are present. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's a gap that's probably our fault. But I was just going to say that maybe a lot of these organizations could use volunteers, interns, and things. So I'm not sure what the best forum is for. But instead of a South Asian kid having to go to all 36 sites, if there's one place, a South Asian internship bank type of thing where people can post, because people approach us all the time wanting to volunteer intern with these organizations, and so
right. It
would be awesome if there's one space for posting, and that speaks to your point just in terms of connecting people, but more from a student's perspective.
And I'm assuming from the organizations and people would like to have more access to people in the community to volunteer and intern. Okay. Taha, did you have your hand up?
Yeah,
Oh, no. Oh, sorry. Any other thoughts or reflections? Oh, hi, Prague.
I just want to say, like, it was really great to actually some clients and some community members, like, who aren't part of, like, it was great to meet some clients and community members who weren't, like, part of the staff, so to speak, like, mm-hmm. maybe your community outreach community workers or volunteers or members. And I think that it would be really amazing to kind of talk with those different here and people who aren't here about developing the track.
Yeah.
So that people can actually, you know, like they're free to do whatever they want within the conference, but that they can also kind of find things that would be of interest to them as
yeah.
well. I know that they do that at some other conferences and it's really kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like, I really mm-hmm. want to see if there's ways that we can do that. Because for me, it's like, it was incredible just to be able to sit down and talk to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great idea because we have seen this conference kind of shift their organization representatives here. There are individuals who are not affiliated. There are constituents, members, clients here. So how do we, I mean, we can't be, I don't think the conference can be a space for everyone, right? But are there ways in which the sessions could be designed or the workshops could be designed that are going to at least hit some of the goals? Maybe not all of them, so... I'm going to go over here, and then I'll come back to you. Yes, Arvind.
U.S. have lots of the South Asian social organizations, and they organize some are based on the states, Indian states or the other mm-hmm. South countries. They have lots of the resources. They organize their conferences. They approach the. They also. We try to. They also contact with the federal political organizations or parties. They collaborate. So we should have some contacts with them, mm-hmm. or we should organize a big summit for all South, and not only the legal community or the NGO community. We should have a big convention for them, so we can raise our issues also, their issues also.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good idea to have a big convention
right.
for the South Asians.
Yeah, no, I think you raise a good point because there are so many cultural organizations or professional organizations that I think could benefit from being here, and we could benefit from hearing their perspectives too. So, you know, that's something that we can try to keep doing that sort of outreach to those organizations. So maybe in like 5 to 10 years, we can have that big convening. Take it in steps. Okay, did I see any more hands over here? Yes.
I have a quick question for you. I know we're different. I mean, from things like NAACP, from like organizations like that. Obviously, they were established for a certain reason. But I think in some ways we are in the same vein of being like an ethnic or a minority organization, really trying to get our voices heard. So I was just wondering, NAACP obviously is very successful. They're just a national player, and I think because of the work they did, someone like Obama was elected to office. I mean, I don't think that would have ever happened without someone like an organization like the NAACP doing what they're doing. But I was sort of wondering, I mean, you being the executive director, have you seen the model they use, or do they include, does the NAACP include, like, black student unions or anything like that? I mean, I'm just asking you that because I really don't know what their model is.
We've looked at models for national, you know, ethnic-based, minority-based organizations, like the NAACP, like there are various, you know, Latino organizations, there are various Asian American organizations. In fact, there are many kind of counterparts to SALT in the Southeast Asian community, the Japanese American community, et cetera. So we definitely have looked at many of those models and tried to learn from them. I think what's unique about the way that we've done our work is that we have an interest in outreaching to individuals, but we've also spent a lot of time, as you know, being with Manavi, that we've actually spent a lot of time building partnerships with organizations. So the model that I think SALT has been able to push forward is around the national coalition, because it's really been one around trust and partnership. And that's where we put in a lot of our time and energy over the last 4 years. So in terms of, you know, chapter-based organizations like the NAACP, for example, we haven't gone that route. And I don't know that we will. We're actually in the midst of a strategic planning process where our big question is, how can we, you know, we've done a decent job building, you know, partnerships with groups, how can we do that with individuals as well? So we want to hear input from people on how best we can do that. And maybe there are new models out there, you know, beyond the chapter-based models that exist right now, because all of our communities are somewhat different. So the answer is it's information, and it's just an evolution process right now. Anything else? Okay, well, I'm not going to belabor us too longer. I do want to, and I don't feel like any of our staff is in the room, but I want you to actually join us in applauding the SALT staff. Oh, wow, they're slowly coming in. So just to acknowledge the work of Mo and Priya, Poonam, our intern, Aparna, Kathari, and so many folks on our board of directors, our advisory council, Kutsia, Maha, and others who've just been tremendously helpful in making this possible. I really don't think that we could have put something like this together without the work of our volunteers and especially our staff. So thank you to all of you for making this possible. Okay, I think I don't want to belabor us any longer. Any last announcements, questions, comments by anyone?
Thank you.
Going three, two. Huh? Oh, thanks. Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure. So I know that I believe there's more food arriving momentarily. So if you'd like to hang out and eat some more with us, please do. Otherwise, evaluations and postcards, please return them to us. And you'll hear from us with notes and contact information in probably a month. Thanks so much.